This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks for tuning into Piercing Darkness. This is Apostle Solly. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. The blessings of God make rich, and it adds no sorrow. So Piercing Darkness show is about declaring the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. That was the prayer that Jesus prayed to the Father. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're here to declare the kingdom of God and the blessings of God over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So as you tune to Piercing Darkness show, you're going to get blessed 100%. Every moment of this show is about lifting up Jesus and glorifying his name forever. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when you believe. So prepare to get blessed in Jesus' name. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Trust the Lord and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Call 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. This is Piercing Darkness Show, and prepare to be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The best is yet to come, and God is going to continue to move like he has promised to do so. He promised to pour his spirit upon all flesh, and he's going to move incredibly in such a powerful way. So we're anticipating major breakthroughs. Call 561-337-9018. What does the Bible say in Psalm 23? We'll look at Psalm 23 as I prepare to read this scripture. Once again, the prayer line is 561-337-9018. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou doest prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So God is going to prepare a table for you in the presence of his enemies, of your enemies. 561-337-9018. Prepare to get blessed on this broadcast in Jesus' name. We're going to hear some testimonies and some powerful praise reports to bring glory to God. God is moving, and as we continue this broadcast, the prayer lines are open. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 561-337-9018. Call for prayer. 561-337-9018. Or go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Jesus is Lord. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. also want to remind all of you that are joining us on this broadcast that we have a crusade tonight in Derry Beach for two nights of miracles at the DF Campus 400 South Swinton Avenue. That's what we're going to be tonight at the DF Campus 400 South Swinton Avenue at 7 p.m. All of you invited come from Fort Lauderdale, from Broward, from Miami, from Boca, from Boynton, from Derry Beach, from everywhere. If you can hear the sound of my voice, you want to experience the power of God tonight, you're welcome, even tomorrow night. It's Memorial Weekend, so the best place to be is in the house of God, not at the beach getting drunk. So I look forward to see you. There's a lot of cops out there, so be careful. Don't get, you know, you got to come and be in the glory and soak in the glory. The presence of God is really real, and people are getting blessed. 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible, the Lord. All things are possible when you believe Jesus is Lord. And the best is yet to come. So I want to encourage you to join us at a crusade, and you're going to be blessed in Jesus' name. Close the eye that was perfect. Totally. Now look at me. Take this bottle from her. Can you see my hand? Now do what I'm doing. Now wait, I'm gonna go a bit far. Give Jesus a shout of praise. Bring him here. Come here, 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 come here. Bring him. Come here. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Who came with you?
My mom.
Your mom? Come here. The Lord has touched your daughter. God has touched your daughter. Watch. She's under the glory. Watch her. Watch, watch. Gentlemen, you can't. Lord Jesus, you guys need more training. Cannot look away. You got to stay focused. Thank you. Now, you can check your daughter. God has healed her. Shashe. Look. Look at your daughter. Talk to your daughter. Fellowship. Father, give you praise. I give you praise. Every counterattack I destroy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give God praise. He says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Oh. Make me a house of prayer. There is. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. How old is your baby? Lord, I thank you for this baby. The fire of God is upon this baby. You shall sleep sound. You sleep like a baby. May God whisper to you and develop his purposes in you. In Jesus' name. It's done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Since she was born.
Since she was born, she had that condition for 15 years.
15 years, blurry in the eye, cleared by Jesus. Right now in the front of her eyes. Give God, give, she's 15 years. See what God can do. 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 Miracles still happen when we're in the the presence of God, in the glory of God, we experienced them. They dropped like popcorns. This young girl could not see in one of her eyes, and the Lord gave a vision and restored a vision back perfectly. And we give God glory for that. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. 15-year-old girl now can see. Jesus is still in the miracle and deliverance and restoration ministry. He still does that today, like he did 2,000 years ago. He never fails. 561-337-908. It is here right now. The glory is here. There is two people in this room. You struggle to breathe in the night while you're sleeping. Come quickly, stand right here. Once I call somebody, catches, you gotta walk with them forward. Don't wait for them to get here. Still happen, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. We are experiencing the blessing of God. We're experiencing the glory of God and the move of the Holy Spirit. You can call 561-337-908. You can also call or go to our website, pavilion.net, to submit your prayer request and believe God to move in your life. And the best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. The best is yet to come.
Hey, y'all. Back in 2014, today, I lost my first baby. I was 24, almost 25, and the way that I lost her, it wasn't normal. I had a condition called preeclampsia. And I had severe swelling. I went from 127 pounds to 188 pounds in 7 months. That's like 60-something pounds. So the day that I lost her, I ended up having a seizure. And I knew I was having a seizure, so I started praying. The seizure stopped. So I was like, thank you, Jesus. And I was getting ready to go downstairs, because I was at my mom's house at the time. I was going to go downstairs and eat. But God said, don't move. So I didn't move. About 5 minutes later, I had another seizure. And my eyes closed involuntarily, and my mouth closed involuntarily. But before my mouth closed completely, I was able to scream so my mama could hear me. So when I woke up or came out of the seizure, my mama said that I was choking on my vomit. My blood pressure was like 171 over like 130. My blood sugar was extremely low. So I had four different things going on that could have killed me individually. But none of it took me out. So when I got to the hospital, they couldn't find my baby's heartbeat. And I had to carry my baby 2 days knowing she was dead inside of me. And I could feel her balled up on the right side of my stomach. That in itself will make you lose your mind. And when I was little, I used to sing this song at church, keep my mind, keep my mind, keep my mind all the time. I didn't understand. I think people sing that and don't really understand what keeping your mind really is. But I found out during that trial, because I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't care if I lived. I wanted to die just because my baby wasn't here. It's something to walk in the hospital with your baby, but when you don't leave with your baby, that's just the worst. So anyway, I went to this church, this apostle prayed for me, and I kind of came back to myself. And the day that she prayed for me, I looked in the mirror and I said, I look like death. I knew I was going to die if I didn't get to somebody. So she prayed for me, kind of went back to normal. About 4 months later, I got pregnant again. And most people don't know, my family don't even know I got pregnant again. But I ended up having an ectopic pregnancy. So I'm like, God, like, what's going on? Why can't I carry a child? And so I had to get my right tube removed completely. And the surgery took longer than expected because the doctor said that the doctor that did my C-section with the baby that I lost, he said that doctor sewed my stomach and my intestines together. And I know that if I had not had that second pregnancy, I would have died, because the doctor said that it would have abrupted and I would have died. Nobody would have known why. But when I had that ectopic pregnancy, I called Apostle, and Apostle started praying for me. And when he prayed for me, it felt like five of my fists were coming out of me. And I was like, what is this? And it felt like it popped. And the blood had a different texture, and the blood was black. And I was like, what is this? I'm trying to listen to Apostle pray, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on too, because that's not normal, black blood. And to feel that coming out of me, this wasn't normal. So I said, Apostle, after he finished praying, I was like, Apostle, did you know that while you were praying, blood started coming out of me and it was black? He was like, yeah, I know. Somebody put a curse on your womb. So I was like, wow. You know, why would anybody want to do this to me? But got past that. Back in 2015 in Evans, Apostle came to Evans, and he called me on stage. He kind of told the audience my testimony. And when he was ministering to me, and he told me, he was like, what do you want? Tell God what you want. Do you want a boy or do you want a girl? So I'm like, God, I don't know what I want to say, because I want a girl and a boy. But I didn't tell Apostle this. So he's just stood there, like, looking up in the corner. So I was like, well, what is he doing? So So he was like, God says you're going to have a girl, my daughter Michelle, and he said, and you're going to have a boy, my son Derek. So I thank God for my children, and I'm done having children. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Give God praise. Give God praise. That's a very powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for that powerful testimony. She received a miracle. God blessed her with a child, two children, after she had lost one. God is in the restoration business. He wants to restore you today. If you believe, 561-337 908 is the prayer line you should call. We want to believe God for your restoration. God can restore you when you believe. I'm encouraged by that testimony, because I was praying for her, and God gave me a word and a prophecy on her, and what came to pass. That's what I'm talking about. Restoration. So you can be restored today when you believe, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when we believe. The Lord wants to restore you, and he will restore you when you trust him. They that trust in the Lord are like mountains unto that are shaken but abideth forever. Get it today, that this broadcast is to uplift you in your faith and encourage you. So be encouraged. It's not by accident that you listen to this broadcast. If you're dealing with something, expect God's intervention. And God may do it gradually or may do it instantly, but he will come through for you, because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. And fear not, for I am with you. I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. He says, My yoke is easy and my burden is light. 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come. We want to remind you, we have a crusade tonight in Derby Beach, LDF Campus, 400 South Swinton Avenue. 400 South Swinton Avenue, Derby Beach. You're invited to join us in a powerful miracle crusade for two nights. Miracles still happen. Jesus is Lord. And also, on August the 10th and 11th, we're going to be at the Kravis Center for another crusade. I also want to remind you that we have camp for youth and young adults. June 11th through the 15th. So mark your calendar if you want to come to camp. Call our ministry line and get information about attending camp. Spots are filling up fast. So the Bible says that in the last days God's going to pour spirit upon all flesh. So we are to seek Him with all our heart and to go after Him. And with all our heart. So that's where the blessing of God is, in seeking God, loving God, and living for Him. And He will bring it to pass in Jesus' name when you trust Him. The Lord is moving, and is moving incredibly and restoring His children and the path to the right path. And He wants to bless you. We're excited about what God is doing, and we look forward to see you in this special meeting tonight at the DF campus.
Let Barry know. Come here, Barry, so they can see you. Stand on the stage. That's the suspect right there. I'm being funny. That's my good guy there. Stand up. So if he gets called, that's the guy there, you know. Just say, hey, come here. And he'll make sure they take care of it. He's a good brother. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. It is well. Are you ready for miracles? Are going to happen very fast. This man for 5 years, he's not been able to smell anything, so God is fixing fixing him right now. What is the thing called? Huh? That's not sinus, no. It's not sinus. It's something else. Tinnitus. You said tinnitus. Did you say tinnitus? Nurses, what is this called? Doctors? Whatever. Father, fix his system. In Jesus' name, please, no distractions. Thank you. Father, give you praise. Give you praise. You're the Lord that healeth me. You are 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 the Lord that healeth me. Yes, what? God has done it for you. There is someone here. You have a problem of numbers. You switch numbers around. God is fixing that right now. Where are you? Come here. You switch numbers.
I am the Lord.
How long have you had this problem? Yes, how long has it been like this? Since when?
I don't know how long I had it.
God's going to remove it right now. You believe it? Close your eyes. What's your name?
Ralph.
Yeah. Father, thank you for Ralph. Give him a miracle that he will not be able to miss those numbers ever again. Jesus' name. Barry. Come here, Brother Richard. So we're going to do something. So if I would spray a perfume, you would not be able to smell it, eh? Before. So who has a perfume here? That's a perfume? What's the difference?
I smell it. Went all the way in, all the way to the back.
Did you hear what he said? It went all the way where?
To the back of my nose.
It went all the way to the back of his nose. He has not been able to smell ever. It went all the way to the back of his nose. Clap your hands and just, who did this for you? Who did this for you?
The Lord. Glory to his name, Lord.
God bless you. Have a blessed day. 5 years. 5 years. 5.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After all those years, God was able to heal this man and set him free. We give God praise for removing anosmia from him, so he's able to breathe and smell, have the sense restored in Jesus' name. Tonight, join us at the DF campus for 2 nights of miracles, power packed crusade, breakthrough crusade. You're going to be blessed. It's going to be amazing. Nothing is impossible with our God when we believe. Jesus is Lord. And he still does miracles like he did 2,000 years ago. And when you believe, you'll experience the blessing of God. If you're coming from wherever you're coming from, just exit off Atlantic and go east on Atlantic and on Swinton. You're going to go south on Swinton and you'll see the facility where we're going to be. You won't miss it. Jesus is Lord. Go to website. Our website is www.powerevangelism.net. That's the website. And we look forward to see you at the crusade. And also tomorrow night. So during this memorial, we can encourage you to come and join us. If you need a ride, you can call. 561-337-9018. Crusade. Jesus is Lord. We're going to go into the Word. I want to share the Word of God. And before I do that, I want to encourage you to grab your Bibles and pens and get ready for what God's about to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You are in the right broadcast, on the right station, on the right channel. And I want to believe God that today the Lord will speak to you and will enlighten your soul with his word, so the word of God can break any deception that the enemy has tried to throw at you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the best is yet to come and nothing is impossible. If you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as do others. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For let us sleep in the night, and let us be drunken are drunken in the night, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for in the helmet the hope of salvation. Jesus has given us faith. You don't go to battle without being armed to win. So if you have faith, you have to win. If you have faith, you have to overcome what you're dealing with. If the faith is put to work, the faith that God has put in you, if it's put to work, you gotta expect a turnaround of events to work good. But since we're of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined for us, has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, as you are also doing, as you also are doing. You see, the last days, the enemy is attacking the children of God, trying to break your focus. The attacks mainly are coming against your perception of the word. There is the deceptive movement that is out there to dilute the word of God. I call it the user-friendly manual. The scripture never meant to be user-friendly. You know, it is meant to be the truth. We're not supposed to bend it to fit our culture. You see, our culture is supposed to be subdued by truth, so that our culture will bow before the Lord. The way man thinketh, you know, so shall he be. Culture is how people think. So after all these, the media moguls and all the influx of Hollywood, culture is turned into the false way of life and moral decay, which has infiltrated even some Christian circles today, in the way they interpret scripture. When God says something, then they come and say he didn't really mean that. And we can't allow Hollywood and the professors in these colleges that have come up with some you know, Babylonian and Greek mythology and all stuff out there that are trying to come in and penetrate the institution of learning into some kind of deceptive way of interpreting scripture. First of all, God's word will never lose its credibility. The credibility of God's word will never be lost. So the word of God stands, and it still remains what it is. So you have to guard your faith, because faith cometh by hearing the word. So when you hear the word in your spirit and release your faith, the word will unlock deliverance into your soul. Now, there are many people today that are struggling to believe, because all they hear is negativity. You know, God has the cure. I remember we receive prayer requests all the time, but I want to share this testimony again. And maybe next week I'll bring the clip of the woman when she's talking. She was in a coma, and the daughter informed me that her mother is in a coma. She comes to our church, and pneumonia came, aggressive pneumonia, and she went into coma for 2 weeks. She was supposed to be dead. And what happened is I called the daughter forward during the service, and I prayed for her as a point of God, and I prophesied on the mother and commanded the mother to be, you know, delivered and restored and receive her restoration from that condition. And the Lord did it in the mighty name of Jesus. She woke up from the coma, and she came to church and testified what God did for her. And one of the things she said, one foot was in, one foot was out. In Christ, she was playing around, but now she's going to keep both feet in Christ. So she found a deliverance by being in the presence of God. You know, a daughter being in the presence of God, standing in the gap. So we know that God is still healing and delivering. But you hear some people teaching and saying God doesn't do miracles today. Well, I ask a question, has this stopped being God? Because your theology does not acknowledge the miraculous power of God. If you really are going to put this gospel into display, then you got to bring the entire package. Because when you go to buy a TV from the store, they give you a manual, they give you the power connector that's going to put it into to connect to the power so it can be able to work. The gospel without power is a dead gospel. What I mean is just like a social club. It's just like a storybook. What is going to get this generation to wake up from a slumber is the power of God being demonstrated. We see when Jesus came, what set a distinction between him and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He preached with conviction, number one. So there was no sin in his life. So when he spoke, conviction hit the people. Number two, the words he spoke were not his words, but the Father's will and the Father's words. So it carried that conviction, the authority, and it dealt with all the deceptions that were in the minds of the people. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees who were teaching the law were not having relationship or revelation. So they became jealous and they crucified the Savior. Now we understand very well that God permitted that for our freedom, because Jesus came to die for our sin. But he set an example. Now he defeated death 2,000 years ago by rising from the dead. So sin, which brings death, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, was swallowed up in victory by Christ's obedience to the Father's, you know, will. So what Jesus did was not light, it was heavy. It was powerful. Now, deception is a spirit. It takes the truth and twists it. Leviathan is a spirit of twisting, serpent, whining. And you look at the news media today, they twist. They don't report things that they're supposed to be reported. They report it in a way to advance their agenda. Now, we know very well that there's some there who are really, you know, will report things in the right way, but the majority don't. But when you read the Bible, you're going to see the truth. What does the Bible say? In verse 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, but of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfect that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman, and with a child they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that they should overtake you as a thief. Going back to this, the Spirit of the Lord is preparing the church for the Master's return, but the world is deceived. Look at North Korea, for example. Look at what's happening in Syria. Look at what's happening in Iran. The United States is going to impose sanctions on Iran because Iran is not willing to, you know, stop sponsoring terrorism, not willing to and stop its vision of annihilating Israel, not willing to, you know, persecuting Christians. So United States is willing to stop, get out of the deal, but the Europeans still want to be in the deal. So, but it is not going to work. So that, because if you look at the way the system is designed, you know, these companies have to have market, and if the sanctions are imposed, then they're just not going to look at the Iranian market or look at the market in Europe. They got to look at Europe is a small fraction, so they have to look at the market in America. So what is happening? What is going on? It's all in verse 3. But when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. Pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before a fall. So, where do we find safety? We find safety in repentance, in revelation, and in a relationship with Jesus. So, he sets the captives free. He brings them out of bondage. So you should have the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ supersede your mind. So, faith removes anxiety, worry. If you look at verse 5, matter of fact, verse 4, but ye brethren are not in darkness that they should overtake you as a thief. The darkness is where there is no faith. The darkness is where there is no revelation. The darkness is where there is religion. Because religion is a form of godliness, but denies the power of God thereof. So as we continue to enjoy this broadcast, I want to remind you to call 561-337-9018. And also join us tonight for a crusade at the DF Campus, 400 South, Swindon Avenue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome back to Faith, Peace and Darkness Show, as we break down and continue to study faith. You see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing God's word, and faith unlocks into your life the supernatural that is positive. Fear unlocks the negative supernatural, which is wicked. The Bible said that the perfect love casts out all fear. The righteous is as bold as a lion when the wicked flee when no one pursueth them. Now, as we step into faith, I just want to remind you that we have a crusade tonight in Dura Beach, Forest South Eastern Avenue. You're welcome to come and join us. If you're coming from Miami, look forward to see you for Lauderdale, West Palm, Derry, Boca, Boynton, Deerfield, whatever. God is going to be glorified tonight. Breakthrough is here. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible when you believe. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come. Join us and expect a miracle. Jesus is going to be glorified today by his spirit. God says in his word, he will pour his spirit upon all flesh in the last days. So as I study the scripture, I see that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is not coming to those that don't believe. It's coming to them that believe. So if you believe, you will experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But you have to believe. So God's going to pour spirit upon all flesh. So how is he going to pour spirit upon all flesh? When all flesh steps out of doubt into the realm of faith and expectation. So the Spirit of God comes, God has promised to prosper upon all flesh, so you can expect the pouring of the Spirit to come upon you in the name of Jesus. So you can receive that outpouring of the Holy Spirit when you release your faith. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. We need to release our faith so we can receive the desires of our heart. Amen. Faith moves mountains. Faith eliminates stagnancy. Faith eliminates doubt. Look at what it says in verse 16. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things, all fast, that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you, Wally. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus. That's very powerful. You see, if you're in a walk of faith, these things are going to mean a lot to you. What's going to preserve you? What's going to preserve you is the Holy Spirit. God, by His Spirit, will preserve you. May He sanctify you and encourage you and keep you strong and deliver you from any oppressor and the powers of the enemy, because the best is yet to come and nothing is impossible with the Lord when we believe. So we look at verse 17. Pray without ceasing. How can you pray without ceasing unless you're in the Spirit? If you're in the flesh, it's not going to happen. That's why people hate prayer. That's why they can't even be in a miracle service, because a miracle service is not a microwave service. You have to be, you know, desiring and be willing to press in, to stay in the atmosphere where God is going to be glorified. You carry the cross and follow Jesus. Pick up your bed and walk. You see, Jesus told the sick and the oppressed, pick up your bed and walk. He spoke a prophetic declaration. And that's why it says in verse 20, despise not prophesying. So the prophecy, pick up your bed and walk, is a declaration of winning and having victory over the enemy. So deliverance is the children's bread. Now, the scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known unto God. So where does anxiety come from? Being anxious comes from not knowing Jehovah Jireh. He's a provider. Once you know Him, you'll not worry. You're going to trust Him. Trust is not best on understanding. Trust is best on knowing. You have to know Him. They that know the Lord their God shall do exploits. I want to encourage all of you that are discouraged today, that God wants to encourage you. God wants to empower you. God wants to bring you out of the bondage you're in, so you can have a testimony, so you can be able to testify of His goodness and of His mercy and of His kindness and of His faithfulness. He's a faithful God and He has never failed. We want to believe God to do the same for you. When you trust Him, He will do it for His glory, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. 561-337-918, call for prayer.
Miracle worker, promise keeper,
light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Leave your voices, come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let God be glorified in your life. He's a way maker, he's a miracle worker. He's a light in the darkness. He is everything. So, turn to Jesus. I want to encourage all of you that are going through tough times today that God has not forgotten you. And remember, he will never forget you. He's the one that created you. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. Why are you worried? Why are you stressed? Why are you really allowing the enemy to dictate and tell you what to think? Why are you turning to drugs? Why are you turning to alcohol? Why are you turning to things that are going to destroy your health? Turn to Jesus. We want to stand with you in prayer and in faith and believe God to encourage you. So call us for prayer. We're going to stand with you in prayer. Regardless of what you're going through, the Savior is on the throne and is God. And he answers prayer. He will come through for you. You see, when you come before the Lord, he's either going to tell you, wait. You're going to say, oh, take it. And the manifestation could come through instant manifestation, gradual manifestation. He's going to come through for you. He's faithful. He's going to make sure that you, when you still receive it, you don't lose it. And the other thing I want to say, he doesn't say no. The only time he's going to say no if what you're coming for is out of his will or he's going to destroy you. And God is a loving God. He doesn't want to see you suffer. You know, the Bible said that none should perish. So you think about the will of God for your life, that you may not perish, but have eternal life. I'm going to make an altar call for salvation right now. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say to me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. I confess all my iniquity and my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and Savior, and I am born again in Jesus' name. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Don't backslide. Don't walk away from him. Stay in Christ, because it's the Ancient of Days and it's coming back soon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to remind all of you, our listeners, that this is not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, thank you for those that are joining us via radio and via Facebook and Periscope, that if they need a touch in their body, that you heal them and deliver them. Those that are sick, those that are oppressed, those that are discouraged, comfort them. We decree and declare, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. I want to encourage you to join us in one of our crusades. We hold these crusades in different locations and regions. And we bring the power of God with no limit. And the Lord is able to do what he wants to do. And nothing can stop him. Now you have to remember that it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. We have a website. It's called powerevangelism.net. You can also sponsor and support our ministry by going to our website, powerevangelism.net. Become a partner with this ministry as we take the gospel to different regions for the glory of God. And also, when you go to our website, you can know where we're going to be having crusades next. I do have a TV show that you can watch every Sunday at 5 p.m. on channel 1361. And also, when you go to our website, you're going to be able to get some of our products we make available for you to grow spiritually, because you need the word of God to empower you, to uplift your soul. And piercing darkness is about lifting up Jesus and eliminating the powers of darkness out of your life. That's what's called piercing darkness. Light comes to pierce darkness. And who does the piercing? Jesus does, when his word is proclaimed. Today, the key word from today's sermon was, be anxious for nothing. Stop worrying and stop letting the enemy dictate to you how to think. But let God handle it, because God is in control. And I just want to say that he is in control. And he knows what he's doing. Trust him. Trust is not based on understanding, but on revelation, knowledge. They that know the Lord, their God, shall do exploits. So, come join us today at the DF Campus, 400 South Swinton Avenue. No, it's Memorial Weekend. And also on, join us tomorrow night, Sunday night, at 7 p.m. So all these are powerful crusades that God is doing incredible, mighty things for his glory. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible without God when we believe. All things are possible. 561-337-9018. You can also call us on 561-337-9259. Don't forget to join us for camp. And don't forget to join us for the crusade this weekend. The best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord. Our blessings, the Lord, and his prayers will continue within my heart. And we receive prayer requests also. And you can submit your prayer requests on our website. We do process them on our website. And you know what? Somebody submitted a prayer request for their child, the mother who was in a coma for 8 days, and God brought them back to life. You know, the Lord still answers prayer. So just whatever you're dealing with, go to our website and go to submit a prayer request, pyevangelism.net, and we will pray for you. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. The best is yet to come. Once again, the prayer line is 561-337-908. And I'll see you tonight in Derry Beach, and tomorrow night, 400 South Sweden Avenue. The good Lord bless you and keep you strong and keep you fired up for his glory in the name of Jesus. This is Apostle Sally with Piercing Darkness Show. God bless you. Enjoy the Memorial Weekend and stay in the glory.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly, our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when he tells me where to go.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner on WCNO.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric.